Welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose of the Word of God. Today is May 10. It's Friday, and Sunday is coming. I'm Erin Pacheco, Director of Worship here at ECRC. Our scripture today is from John 20, verse 19 to 22. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked out of fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." I've never noticed it before, but this story reminds me a lot of Sunday mornings. Like the disciples, we too gather together on the first day of the week. Like the disciples, we bring with us our failures, our doubts, and our fears. And just like in this story, Jesus often breaks through our barriers and comes in the midst of us. He meets us in our fears and offers us peace. He meets us in our sorrows and shows us his own wounds. He reminds us that he has been through death and back and defeated it all, and nothing can separate us from his love. And we are filled with joy. And then, like the disciples, after we've gathered with each other and with Jesus, and after we've received his peace, he sends us back out into the world, back out into the scaries, the unknowns, the wild adventure of life. But we don't go alone. I love this next part of the story in John's gospel. And with that, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The Spirit, the breath or wind of God, is the presence of Jesus, breathed on us, filling us with his love and power and peace. The resurrection life of Jesus himself, now living in us and empowering us to do his work in the world. Let's pray. And I invite you to breathe in slowly and breathe out. And remember that the presence of Jesus is as close as the breath in your lungs. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of your Spirit and the peace we have in you. Help me to go wherever you send me today, knowing that you go with me. Amen.